Welcome to the Banner Season Podcast. I am your host, Justin Womack, and let's just get into it today, shall we? Today, I am going to sit down with Banner Season enthusiast and business owner, Brian Cook. But before I get into that interview, I want to remind our listeners exactly how they can get started with their own Banner Season accounts so that you too can wow your customers, your family, your friends, and give them a little something extra to perk up their day. So go to bannerseason.com. So again, that's www.bannerseason.com and use the invitation code START to get started now with your account. And be sure to send, you know, someone you know, someone you love, one of your clients, be sure to send them a personalized gift, like a personalized mug or personalized brownies, personalized cake, and experience for yourself how they react to it. I think you'll be amazed on how it makes them feel and then how it makes you feel in return. It's really quite an amazing thing. Without any further ado, I want to get right into today's interview because we have somebody very special on the show. So without any further ado, my interview with Brian Cook.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Banner Season Podcast. My name is Justin Womack and I am joined today by Brian Cook. And Brian, why don't you tell us, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your company, and what you do.
Awesome. Yep. My name is Brian Cook. I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I own a company called Empowering Human Digital Media, where we help people with their websites, ad spend, design, and creative. I've been doing that for about 2 years. I have a background in network marketing, law enforcement, and the United States Marine Corps.
How does law enforcement transition to network marketing and digital marketing?
That's a good question. So the short end of the story is I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was involved in a very bad incident, and I just kind of got done. And I didn't know what else to do. I had no business sense. I had no idea. And my then-girlfriend, now wife, introduced me into direct sales, which then brought me over to network marketing. And I'm like, hey, like talking to people and like making money. So I replaced my police officer income in Memphis and we moved out to California. We're there for about 6 years and now here full-time in Vegas.
Yeah, and I love the name and the moniker Empowering Humans. Because ultimately I think that's what digital marketers should be doing. Maybe not everybody is, but that's what they should be doing anyway, is empowering other people to have success. So both of us are on the platform Banner Season. We're both using it as referral partners, and I'd like to hear how you are now. You've adapted to use that platform with your business, and I want to hear a little bit about how you use it to both drive referrals and enhance or deepen relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. So we obviously, as you know, Justin, we live in a very fast-paced world. And things change every day, especially with clients and what they want to do. And so what I want to do is I want to go deeper into a more old school touch, but I don't have a lot of time, as most of us. So what's important to me in running Empowered Humans is that we truly back up what we do. And to me, there's nothing more empowering than just somebody recognizing you and showing gratitude and appreciation slash recognition for something you've done. So anytime I have a conversation that makes me feel empowered, I always send out a gift. And it's not a card. A lot of times I love to send out water bottles because most of us are on the go and most of us are in a hurry and most of us need to be drinking more water. And I can tell you that of all the water bottles I've sent out, I put their picture on it, their company logo on it. And then a lot of times I'll put a quote and they're telling me that the water bottle I sent them is generating them leads. So, I mean, it's a win-win. They love carrying it around, right? And here's the cool thing with how it is today. It doesn't have to have my information on it because people are going to ask you, well, they're going to ask them, where'd you get that? And then there's the referral back to us. So we actually got a guy that wants 12 water bottles made just because we sent a water bottle out of appreciation up to one of our clients in Montana.
That's pretty cool. There's so much truth to that, though. I mean, like if you have a branded water bottle and if you're sitting at a desk and you have clients coming to the desk, they're going to see it. They're going to ask about it. They're going to ask where you got it, things like that. So yeah, there's a lot of power in just having that with you, or just if you're out at a meeting, wherever people see you, they're going to ask questions about the bottle. That's really a cool feature of Banner Season, is the ability to create these kind of personalized products like that. Now, did you test that at all? Like, did you test like putting your information on there versus just leaving their information in quotes? Because I do agree with you that it's easier than ever for people to contact you. So you don't really, like, the need to put your contact information on these items is not like it used to be.
So. Now, what I did test is just putting our logo versus putting their logo and their face on the bottle. So anybody can get a water bottle with Nike or whoever on it, right? Or even your own logo on it. But when their face is on it, and the quality of our printers are such amazing, when it looks really, really good and it has their face and it has a quote by them and their logo, that is so unique. People cannot stop asking about it. So the test I did was just logo without the photo, not much conversation, not much excitement, but putting their picture on there with their logo has caused the excitement and the referrals.
Yeah. And people love it. I mean, my experience also has been that if somebody gets a card in the mail, it's one thing. They like it. They may or may not text you back on the card, but they appreciate it. But somebody gets a card and a gift, and then the gift is personalized, and again, like the way you're doing it, with the person's photo on it. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's unique. That's different. So kind of, right. It's almost like a shock to some people, because they're just not used to a business going above and beyond like that to take care of them.
Correct.
Now, do you see that a lot of, like, when you send these, do they post them on social media a lot? Because almost everybody I send these to will post. A lot of them, like, mugs, but they'll post them to social media and they'll tag me. Are you getting that a lot?
A lot. It's amazing how much that happens. I would say everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're shooting videos of their water bottle and themselves of it. I got this gift. I mean, you literally, when it comes to lead acquisition, you couldn't have a better lead that actually gets your product and then promotes you on their social media platforms. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. So I love it, you know, and I love the drip campaigns. I love giving people something, like you said, unique, because now what do we hear nowadays? We've got to disrupt the thumb, right? We got to stop the scroll. And when you do that and people are showing off a water bottle, you're stopping the scroll. You don't even have to run an ad at that. The person that you gave the bottle to is the ad. And to me, it's such a smart, beautiful thing that I can't help myself. My wife's like, how many water bottles do you send out this week? You don't want to know.
Yeah, it's not about the volume of water bottles. It's about the responses I'm getting and the. I mean, are the customers? Am I enhancing the relationship with the customers? Are they more likely to send me referrals? Or if you're tracking, are they sending me referrals? I mean, a lot of this stuff is, yeah, it's invaluable. I mean, there's so much power if you can inspire your customers to want to promote your brand and become raving fans and tell others about you without being solicited. I mean, that's, you know, you can't buy that outside of doing this kind of a process.
Right. And really, when it comes to price, our price, it's not that much for lead, you know, to acquire a lead. It's really not that much. And it's, again, another thing in marketing, you want to stay top of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be in your client's mind all the time. And another way to do it is every time they put water in that water bottle, they're going to look at it and go, man, that Brian Cook, he sent me this water bottle. Right? Mm-hmm. They're going to thin your head, especially if they're water drinkers and they're drinking three or four of those a day. They're absolutely going to stay in their mind. And that's important because, as you know, if you lose that connection with the client, they tend to leave you. But when you have that deeper connection that's personal, they tend to love you and stay with you.
So have you experimented with other gifts, or have you stuck kind of to the water bottles? And I'm imagining you're doing the 16-ounce water bottles so that you could do the fuller design on them. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep, doing the 16-ounce. A lot of the clients I work with tend to be health conscious coaches. So the safe one is always the water bottle, right? Yeah. The brownies and the cakes are amazing, but it's, you know, it could offend some people, right?
Oh, definitely. 100%. Yes.
You know, so I feel very good with the mugs. I also really like the metal pitcher that you can send out. That gets a huge response as well. I unfortunately send that out for people passing. And then what's been a great time was high school graduations. So you send their graduate in a metal pitcher. They're not going to throw that away of their child. So I just try to, when I send out a gift, I try to be in my client's mind, the person's mind I'm sending to. I had a great connection phone call with somebody, a friend of mine connected me with somebody else. I sent him golf balls and he absolutely loved the golf balls because it had his name on it, had his company logo on it. And again, this guy plays a lot of golf. So when he's out there playing golf with his Pro V Titleist Ones, you know, he's got his logo on there. He's going to remember who gave him that golf ball. And again, who's he going to be with on the golf course? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, his clients, his business partners and stuff. So I just try to think out of the box of how I'm going to disrupt people's thinking so I can say top of shelf, but also, you know, make them happy to carry that water bottle around, happy to get the card. It's actually the best responses I get are from personalized cards and personalized water bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, I think that physical mail has its place in the modern business. So for a while there, I think people were trying to eliminate physical mail because it's just more complicated. There's more steps to it. There was so much junk mail happening. But at some point, it's kind of switched again. And now our email boxes are more cluttered than ever. And our mailboxes might be a little bit less cluttered than our email boxes, which is the case for me anyway.
So. Right, right. Well, and I think, you know, for a lot of people, mail is less because we have our a lot of these companies promoting paperless bills, auto pay online. So what are you getting? You're getting flyers, right? You're getting marketing materials. But what stands out is when there's that box, you know, sitting on the doorstep, right? The water bottle doesn't fit in the mailbox. So it's that kind of the wow factor because everybody loves to get a box. And a lot of times, you know, imagine yourself, you get a box on your doorstep and it says, Justin, you're like, who the heck sent this to me? Yeah. Right. And then
especially when it's unexpected. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's huge. And that's what I try to do with all my clients is I don't let them know, you know, I don't let them know. And that's the cool thing about banner season. You can track it, you know, when it's landed where it's supposed to be. So, I normally track it and I'm like, well, I'm gonna get a phone call in the next 24 hours.
Now, have you experimented with, so you talked a little bit about the automation briefly. Mm-hmm. Have you created any kind of a system in your business where like if somebody purchases a product, you automatically send out like a card or gift or do you have like a lead funnel where you have different touch points? Like how are you using the automation right now?
Well, I use the automation for myself for qualified leads through some of my funnels. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing is I'm integrating this in with my clients and just showing, because now what's happened, they've experienced, right? I'm like, did you love it when you got that water bottle, golf balls, cup? And they're like, yes. I'm like, what if we could automate that for you? And let's say somebody comes in and buys a big ticket, $597 coaching program.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you just sent them out a personalized gift, you know, from you for just purchasing from you at a very, very low cost? And they get fired up and excited. And I'm like, what if you're just out and about and you're meeting somebody and you can just literally put their name in your phone as a new contact. And when you do that, it automatically puts them into a campaign so you continue to stay in touch. That has been golden since we've, you know, been with this company, the automation, because everybody is so busy and we can set that up for them at a low cost. And, you know, I was just talking to a client earlier. He's like, Salesforce charged me $25,000 to set up my automation, right? And we're a tenth of that.
Yeah, Salesforce can get pricey. I'm somewhat familiar with them. However, I'm a partner with Infusionsoft, which can also get a little bit pricey.
Yes, it can. Yeah.
But yeah, I think with the automation with Banner Season, what I love about it is like, yeah, if you're a dentist or a doctor and you want to automate a birthday campaign, it's super easy to do. As long as you're tracking your client's data and you're integrating it in with the Banner Season platform, very easy to set that up. If you want to just send out client anniversary reminders, things like that. I love how the software has simplified all that process. But additionally, I like how we can actually use triggers now. And I think with like digital membership sites, for instance, mm-hmm. I believe that having a physical touch point along with just the digital product that they're buying is going to, you know, increase retention and most likely decrease refunds too.
Right. Because
with digital products, you know, that is a bit of an issue. You're going to have a certain percentage of people that will always refund. But I believe that, you know, by by integrating with that physical product, I don't have percentages here, but I believe you're going to see a reduction in the amount of refunds you get by having that personal touch on top of it.
Well, it's a no-brainer, because the reason you get a refund is they lost the connection, right? That you've lost the connection to the client, and they've become a number, right? Or they lose the emotion when they bought the product. In the next 24 hours, 48 hours, they've lost the emotion to it and they don't feel special. What's better than something showing up at the doorstep saying, thank you for purchasing my coaching program? You know, nothing's better than that. And that's what happens is, to me, there's nothing better when your clients and your prospects call you.
Yeah.
Right? They engage the conversation. And to me, you know, a client at one point, I want the client to be a client, like a forever client. Right. And so why would I not surprise them from time to time with an anniversary, with a birthday, sometimes maybe just a 4th of July gift something like that. And it's so easy with social media. You know, I can go to your Facebook page right now and I can probably get hundreds of pictures of you.
Yep.
And pull them off in high digital quality and add them to my banner season system. And send you out anything that's personally with your photo on it. And it takes minutes. And I know that shows up at your doorstep. And if you're like me, my wife opens my mail and she's like, oh, cool. Look, you got this blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. You should give them a call. So now my wife is now telling me to call as well. So I love it. I mean, and it's so simple. And you and I are both busy. I mean, we're not busier than anybody else, but we got a lot going on. And you know, I want simple automations in place that just take care of the heavy lifting for me that makes people feel good. And that's banner season.
Yeah. And then I was just thinking like back, I think it was Dale Carnegie that wrote the habits of influencing people. And
oh yeah. How to win friends and influence people.
That one. But in that book, he talks about how the sweetest word in the English language is somebody's name. So if you could repeat their name back to them, and you have a card with their name in it and their photo on it and their family on it, it's going to ring nicely for them.
Well, yeah. Especially if you're in a competitive market, you know, and your competitor's not doing that. You know, I think about real estate agents, insurance agents, and they have a lot of competition, and you gotta distinguish yourself above and beyond the shoulders of everybody else. And how do you do that? It's absolute personalization.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, personalization is definitely taking a strong foothold in both digital and offline marketing right now. I came back from an event earlier this year where one of the major themes of it was a digital marketing event, but one of the major themes was personalization and how, you know, how can we go beyond just a merge tag, beyond just somebody's first name and an email, you know, to personalize this to the point where like messages are personalized. And they're personalized to the person. So having a gift with a, you know, that person's photo on it or that person's logo that's going above and beyond and making it personal to them instead of me bulk sending out, you know, my photo and my logo, which has been, I think more of the product, those promotional product companies have kind of pushed that for a long time of like, you send out your logo, you send out your contact information to your clients. I like how this is switched to where we're sending this out, but it's them. It's not us, it's them. So I think that's one of the things I really like about banner season.
Right. Well, I mean, they're not going to show us off.
They're less likely to, yes.
They're, you know, this is the guy I spent a lot of money with and he sent me a water ball with his family's picture on it. You know, that's weird. You know, but then there's like, look, it's, you know, people, they don't even have to see anything, you know, Justin, they just are like, is that really your photo on your water bottle? It looks good, you know, and is that your family? Is that, you know, whatever it is. And again, it's just an easy conversation starter that they're going to say, look, I got this as a gift. Well, who'd you get it from? My boy, Brian Cook, right?
Yeah. Now, I know we talked about the health conscious people, and I know Banner is introducing gluten-free options. I mean, that will take care of to some extent, but the people I hang out with are pretty hardcore with their health habits. Right. So until we have like dried kale dishes or whatever, they're not going to be fully happy.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to send those out, but
But yeah, but it is, there's a lot of cool things coming though. They're going to have the gluten-free brownies, I think gluten-free cake. And then they've introduced the stick-ups, which are pretty cool. Have you played with the stick-ups at all?
And they're super cool. I mean, it's just, so I have little kids. I have a 4-year-old and 2 2-year-olds.
Can you explain them real quick too, just for the interview here?
Yeah. So I have 4 children. My oldest son, Jordan, is 26. And then we, through Empowering Humans, we want to do more, and we've adopted 3 children. So we adopted Noah, and we adopted them all at birth. Noah's 4, Violet is 2.5, and Faith is 2. The reason we have 3, our goal was to, we had Noah and Violet, and then we got a phone call and says, "Hey, Noah's parents did it again. So do you want to take the child in?" And I don't know how you could say no. So that's how we have Faith. So with that being said, I have ordered these stick ups, and when little kids can't tear them up and they can't break them and they can stick them up to multiple different things. And again, people love seeing their own face. Mm-hmm. I tell people to I'll send people the picture of their family or their spouse and say, "Stick this on the back of your laptop," you know, and people love that stuff. And, you know, it's cool. It's like one of the coolest, it's so simple, Justin, but it's one of the coolest things I've seen because they look so good and you can stick them anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're reusable. I have a 1-year-old, but he hasn't, he hasn't been able to peel one off successfully yet. So I haven't had him attempt to tear it, but it's reassuring to know that they can't tear them.
Yeah. They ball them up. They ball up very well, but they straighten out back well as well.
That's good. But they're cool, 'cause you can put them on like your fridge. I have a stainless steel fridge, so you can put some up on there. They stick fine, come off, don't leave residue. I got some up behind my wall there. I got my podcast logo, which is, I was hoping it'd be a little bigger, but, I did it. So I had like all 9 of them making 1 image.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You know, something we do with it is, our little boy is going through the process. So we've got, stick ups that basically say, "Here's a stick up of your teacher. Here's a stick up of the bus you ride. Here's a stick up of your kids." So before his backpack is, it's stuck to the wall of what he's going to see 4 days of the week, you know, the teacher, the bus, and the bus driver, the assistant in the bus, the kids he goes to school with. So it just like puts that picture of what he's doing today, and we just stick him above where his backpack hangs.
So just for our audience here, so I think most of our audience are going to be Banner Season users, Banner Season referral partners. A couple questions. I'd like to know, what do you think is the best way for somebody that's just getting started with Banner Season to go about using it in their business? And I know you've kind of answered this already, but I just want to, when I'm wording it this way, if it comes up with any sort of a different response, we'll start with that.
Okay. The most simplest, easiest thing to do is send out water bottles, brownies, cakes, coffee mugs, stick ups to the people you love and care about, and watch what happens. I mean, seriously, that's what I would suggest. Is the first thing you do is, you know, send mom and dad a thank you, brothers, siblings, send them some products so they can sample it. I mean, it's all what we want to do. And that causes the conversation, because we as humans, when we are giving something, we feel that we have to give back. Yeah. It's inside of us, right? So it's like the clients, it's when they get a water bottle, there's never not a phone call because they feel obligated. And think about this when you're building the business. Like, we just had a neighbor move in across the street. So what Michelle and I did is we bought them a cake, and we took them a cake that said, "Welcome to the neighborhood." Okay. Well, that was first step that we did. And then 2 days later, we ordered 2 pizzas and had them sent over there. Right. Just welcome to the neighborhood. 'Cause we all know how bad, how fun moving is and how exciting it is to take stuff out of a moving truck, whether you're paying somebody to do it or not. We know that joy of moving, right?
Yeah, of course.
So we just want to make their life comfortable, and we want to be friends with our neighbors. And so what happens is they come over and they say, "You didn't have to do this. What can we do for you?" Right? Yep. Because we feel obligated. So when you send out when you use your system to build it as a business, then just send out the product and watch the conversations happen. Now, and then all you got to do is show them how to do it. I mean, that's 2 steps. Send out, show them how to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, in marketing, there's a book called Influence by Robert Cialdini. who has intentionally kind of harnessed how to influence people into a series of behaviors. And one of them is the law of reciprocity, which on my other podcast, I did a whole episode on the law of reciprocity and how it works. But yeah, the idea, I mean, as with anything in marketing, whether it's a funnel or whether it's a banner season campaign, you give something and you're going to get something in return. So when you, and oftentimes it's comparable in value. So like one of the ways I've been taught about this is that, yeah, if you give somebody a card and if, let's say they became like a referral partner or something, they're more likely going to be sending cards out to their people. But if you give somebody like a water bottle or a brownies or something like that, they're more likely to be doing the same thing because they've experienced that. They understand it.
Yes. People do what you do.
Yeah, exactly. So last couple questions here. So as a new referral partner for Banner Season, what do you have any advice? Is there any difference in strategy that you would employ if you were trying to build out the referral side of the business?
Well, absolutely. You know, this, having been in network marketing for 14 years plus and been blessed to have massive success in the past, here's the reason that most people fail. It's the number one reason most people fail is they don't treat this like a business. Okay. So they treat it like a hobby. It pays like a hobby. So when I say treat it like a business, what's that mean? It means you schedule it. You schedule time to work your business. You tell your family that you're moving into business offers. You have a dedicated workplace and you treat it like a business. And what does that mean? Well, you lead with product because the product wins. So you know, and don't look at how much the water bottle and the cards and the brownie cost. You got to think about what's it going to bring back? Because as you just said, the law of reciprocity brings back equally to what you give out, right? And a lot of times, many people will say it's tenfold. So you think about that, and it is tenfold. So if you send out a personalized water bottle to somebody that you want to work business with and a card, and let's just say for the sake of argument, because I'm horrible at math, it costs $50, okay? So this person gets it, they fall in love with it, they sign up, and as they continue to build the business, that the residual income that you earn from that initial investment could be there for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So that $50 investment into somebody else to make them feel special could bring you back $5, $50, $500,000. We don't know. And so people get caught into the upfront costs. It's not what it's costing you. It's what you're investing in your business. So treat your business like a business, schedule your hours, and invest in your prospects with your product and watch what happens. And just keep it simple. Keep it simple, have fun. And then the last thing I'll say about this, from a multi-million dollar earner, I asked him, I said, give me a tip of success. And he said, it's very simple, Brian. One, have fun. Because when you have fun, you'll do more. And when you do more, you'll make more. And when you make more, you have more fun. So that's the circle of success. It's all about having fun. If you're not having fun in your business, you're doing something wrong. So you just got to have fun.
There you have it. Have more fun. I love that. Awesome, awesome quote. I think we'll leave it with that. So have more fun. Go out there, build your business, and make it serious, because this is a real business. It's not just a hobby.
Absolutely. Thanks, Justin.
Cool. Thank you, Brian.
My thanks again to Brian Cook for being on the podcast. That was a fantastic interview, great story, and lots of good nuggets of wisdom. I hope all of the listeners here are taking notes, because that is some valuable stuff to build your business or your network marketing company. Remember, if you want to get started with a Banner Season account, it's easy to do. You just go to www.bannerseason.com and use the invitation code START to get started today. And for any of you listeners that are using Banner Season and want to be a guest on this podcast and share your story on the air, go ahead and email me at justin@bannerseasonpodcast.com. Send me a brief snippet about how you're using the software and I can have you on this podcast. So thank you for listening. Continue to stay tuned for future episodes. And until next time, take care of your customers and make it a banner season.